I don't think you need the word dirty before Muslims, really.
Oh.
Oh, we probably shouldn't talk about that, guys. We're just rolling.
Oh. Snowflakes, that's what I say.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. And can I actually say, okay, I found out this is a real stat. Not that everything I just said was fake, that was real, but technically it's fake. But did you know, according to Apple Podcasts, we are the 35th most popular comedy interview podcast in Saudi Arabia? That's true. I literally found that out yesterday.
Mashallah, sister.
Yeah. Yes.
How many comedy podcasts are there in Saudi
Arabia? I don't know.
Is it 35 of 35?
Or
is
yeah, it probably.
35 of 70.
Probably, but it's funny that they like the one that's ran by a whore, you know?
Yeah, Saudi Arabia has a penchant for whores.
They do. Yeah, they just got to be secret whores, I guess. Well, got to be underground.
Dubai Porta Potty is like quite famous.
Yeah, I tried that and they said I wasn't very good at being the Porta Potty. Said I spoke too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Surely I just thought all that mattered was how loose your stools were. Well, not loose, but you know what I mean? How
No. I'm solid. The one receiving. You're the potty. You're the one receiving. Yes, I was talking to you.
Oh. Yeah. But surely that makes it better, no? Because there's your mouth's open more often for the...
Perhaps. Yeah. Today, we are joined by Ishan Akbar.
Hello. Lovely Woo. To be here. A regular user of the Dubai Porta Potty.
Yes. You're a comedian, not a porn star. Just got to say that outright, because we have comedians and porn stars, and some people get mixed up about who's who.
Right, yes, I am a comedian.
Yeah. You ever done porn?
I filmed me having sex in the past.
Oh, dear.
With former partners.
Was that, did you post it on Snapchat?
No. We watched it back.
Okay.
With one another.
Nice.
Deleted it pretty quickly.
Did you feel self-conscious watching yourself back? Because I have bloody feel self-conscious when I watch myself back.
A little bit self-conscious, but, you know, when you watch yourself back doing something really well, a part of you goes, maybe I could do this. There was a fleeting moment where I thought, should I send this to Brazzers? Should I give Brazzers a call?
See, when I watch myself, I'm like, fucking hell, put some back into it. Jesus.
Oh, I mean, the thing is, there is one thing not lacking with me, and it's enthusiasm.
Right, okay, yeah.
I mean, sometimes I'm making noises for both of us.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I don't think I've ever met a man who was unenthusiastic during sex.
All right. Oh, flex.
Well, I mean it more in just they're so desperate to get laid that when they do, they're just joy overcomes them.
Well, yeah, I mean, mine isn't from a desperation, really.
Really?
It's more a need to perform, you know.
Right, performer. Okay, because that's why you're a comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah, the need for validation.
It's less validation. I just love performing, even if it goes badly.
Right, yeah. You know what
I mean? That's my thing.
Have you ever bombed during sex?
Oh, yeah, I got broken up with during sex.
No.
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
We were on and off for a good 3 years, and the first gift she ever bought me, mm-hmm. Surprise gift. You know how you buy your partner a surprise gift?
Yeah.
She bought me a treadmill. And I opened the door to this fucking treadmill in the middle of November. It was no one's birthday. Christmas was a good a month away. You know, nothing was happening. And over the course of a relationship, she'd said that she would like me to do something about the weight.
Right.
But continued having lots of rampant, disgusting sex with me.
Women and, be lying, right?
2 weeks after the passing of my mother.
Yeah.
I was having some grief sex with her. at which point she stopped me midway and complained that I'd done nothing about the weight.
So your mum's just died.
Yeah.
And your girlfriend, mid-fuck, says, you're just too fat.
She didn't use those words exactly.
Right.
The words were, you haven't done anything about the weight loss.
Had you climaxed at that point?
No, I was still inside while this conversation was happening. I then ejected myself.
Right, yes.
To which she said, what are you doing?
And right.
I said, well, you've just broken up with me.
Yeah.
And she said, no, well, I want to come.
Were you still hard?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I like a bit of humiliation.
Right, yeah.
And she says she wanted to come. I said, all right.
Yeah.
I am duly obliged, which is the key takeaway, really, is that she came. And
even after being verbally abused, you did your
I did my duty.
You did your bit as a gentleman.
Yes, yeah. Be a gentleman, enthusiastic as ever. Yeah, top marks for effort. She came, got dressed and left.
And never saw her again?
No, not for another 12 years.
12 years?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 40.
How are you? You do look younger than 40. I'll give you that.
Thank you, Dr. Kat Baker.
How old do I look?
26.
Thank you. I'm 31.
You look fantastic.
Thank you very much. How old do you think Anthony looks?
Anthony, 28.
I just had a birthday last week.
29.
Same age as you.
Are you 40 as well?
Yep.
You look great, man. Look at us.
I'll take it.
Look at us.
A young bunch of teenagers.
Yeah,
we are.
Two. 40 goodness.
Is the new 25.
40 is the new 25. Honestly, you're not far off. Like, my energy at 40 is more than my energy was in my mid-20s.
What were you like in your mid-20s? Did you go to university?
I did go to university.
What did you do?
I did economics, finance and management.
God.
I was a private banker in the city.
No, were you actually?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
What was the most you earned in a year back then?
I do not want to say. I was a private banker in the city for a good 4 years. And then I left after the 2008 financial crisis, then became a government policy advisor for a few years.
Right.
And then I was a speechwriter in a bank. So I've done lots of serious jobs before I became a comedian.
Right. Yeah. See, I've done serious jobs as well.
Yeah. What were your serious jobs?
But mine were serious jobs with no money. So I worked in adult social care.
Right.
So I looked after mental people.
Yes. Serious job.
Very serious. Underappreciated. Funny how the male-dominated jobs are the highest paid, but the female-dominated jobs, £8 an hour.
Yeah, but no men on OnlyFans, are there?
There was that. Well, there's a lot, actually. No? Yeah. We've had a lot of them on this podcast.
Doing what?
Just raking in the money. You just got to do it for the gay audience.
Oh, do they pay?
Yeah.
For what?
Like, your hole and you see your fuck men and...
Well, if I don't fuck men, What would the men pay me for?
Well,
I masturbate with my feet up against the wall. Would that be a thing?
Yes, it would be. You would. That. I will say that gay men, though,
are
more picky than straight men. And if we're to choose to watch a man who is wanking solo and not fucking another man, they quite like to see someone with a huge penis and ripped.
There's a lot of assumptions being made here about whether or not I have a huge penis and whether or not I'm ripped.
Well, in the Patreon, we're going to find out.
Yeah, we are going to find out.
Yeah.
I feel somewhat... I mean, I'm not offended, but, you know, it just seems like that was an unnecessary dig at whether or not the gay audience would find this bear arousing enough to want to pay money for.
If you're a gay man, leave a comment down below. Would you like to see Ishan with his, what did you say, feet up against the wall. Wanking.
Yeah.
So speaking of jobs, I happen to know a job that you've done before because you've said it on another podcast, and I don't know if Kat knows, and I'd love to hear her reaction. Unless you made it up for the podcast I heard it on.
Which job was this?
Bollywood dancer?
Yes, I used to be a Bollywood dance choreographer.
Fuck off.
Yeah, that is true.
No.
Yes.
How have you had time to do all these things?
It's crazy, isn't it? Because to be a Bollywood dance choreographer, you need to have a big dick and be ripped. And I fucking did it.
Jeez. Where were you doing that? In the UK?
Yeah, in the UK.
So did you teach anyone famous?
Didn't teach anyone famous, but my groups, we performed at international festivals and... Some of them went on to do some films here and there. And
how much were people like paying to get taught by you then?
Yeah.
What the hell? Yeah. Where did you learn to dance then?
It was self-taught. And then eventually I started, I did some salsa lessons and I did some bachata lessons. So I could do that at a fairly basic level.
Yeah.
But Bollywood, I just kind of self-taught, and over the time it just became bigger and bigger and bigger.
I think you're loving me on.
No.
Genuinely. Whoa. I would say get up and show us, but to be honest, I can't. It's too hot.
I mean,
we'd have to move the camera. I can't be arsed.
I mean, to be fair, India famously quite hot.
And they do, yeah.
They do dance there.
Yeah. But I just, as someone who can barely even deal with heat, to see you dancing.
Yes. In this carpeted room.
Yeah, in this carpeted, in the middle of the, insulated room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to go.
Well, you know, perhaps one day we'll all be out and you will see me bust some moves.
Maybe, hopefully one day.
In the middle of or something. Or loading bar.
Thanks for doxing me, giving away my location.
I don't give you your location. There's many in London.
Okay, well now I just dox myself. So bleep those pub names out, Anthony. Wetherspoons with no music. That's where you'll be busting the moves out.
Yeah, that's the best place to do it, to be honest.
Okay, so what job got you the most women, do you think? Bollywood dancing or being a finance banker? Because a finance banker is only, you know, there's multiple types of bankers.
That's a very good question. Mm. I was quite young when I was a banker. And I think my emotional maturity and general attractiveness has grown over the years.
Right.
So...
God, what did it start?
What?
It's a joke.
I lost my virginity at 21.
Really? Yeah. My brother lost his at 21 as well.
Same.
Yeah, he's ginger.
Same time.
Whoa.
Same person.
To each other?
Yeah.
God, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What has his gingerness got to do with it? I feel like you were making some sort of equivalence between...
there's like an ethnic thing there, you know?
So ethnics lose their virginity later?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the
That's the take home. Right. Yeah. I mean, 1.8 billion people in India.
Apparently they all lose it at 21.
21 upwards.
I lost mine at 18.
That's quite late.
That is late for the white British way.
Where did you grow up?
Hertfordshire.
That's very late for Hertfordshire.
It is.
Whereabouts in Hertfordshire?
A little tiny town called Berkhamsted.
Oh, I know Berkhamsted very well. Two of my best friends live in Berkhamsted.
Really? Yeah. What are their names?
No.
I bet I know them.
A lovely high street in Berkhamsted. Very,
very lovely high street. I used to walk up and down that high street.
But to be fair, for Berko, 18 seems about right.
Yes. Because it's not like, it's a very, very posh middle class town.
Yes.
And middle class people tend to lose their virginity later.
Yes.
Right, yeah. If I was poorer.
You 12.
12.
Yeah. But you weren't.
I wasn't.
You were well educated, successful.
Yes.
Middle class household.
Yes. But well, actually, my parents didn't have much money. Sometimes, I remember one time they said to us, "You're not getting any more taramasalata." That was a pretty dark day.
There was no taramasalata.
Yeah,
era.
They said we're a bit broke. No more taramasalata in the fridge.
How did that go down for you? Was that tough?
No, yeah, it didn't go down well.
What did your ginger brother make of it?
Well, he was the one, my brother would sit and eat a whole tub of taramasalata to himself.
Would he?
So he was fuming.
Now I know why he may have lost his virginity so late.
Yeah, I mean, if you've eaten that much fish eggs.
Yeah, and if you're out there spooning taramasalata in your mouth in the middle of Berkhamsted.
Yeah.
That's old taramasalata boy.
Exactly.
What's he up to?
Apparently, I don't know if this is true, someone said to me my brother snapped his banjo. That was a rumour I heard.
Right, yeah.
Is that true?
Was that
I was about to say my brother's name.
Was that very...
Is that true, bro?
Yeah, bro. Is that true?
If you're watching.
Ron?
Have you ever snapped your banjo?
Yeah, of course I snapped my banjo.
No, is that something that happens regularly?
It's my worst fear. It's literally my worst fear.
Is it actually... What happened?
You miss.
So were you on your own or with someone?
With someone.
You missed. And then was there blood?
No, it's not blood. It's just like, it's just really painful.
Oh, just fucking hell.
Because it goes an unnatural direction.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? So you just, yeah.
God, that is, no, I thought when you had to snap it, it actually bleeds and stuff. No.
So it depends on the person. Like I'm tough as nails, mate.
Right.
It takes a lot to make me bleed.
And in the Patreon,
yeah.
I'm going to start stabbing you. Yeah, we're going to see how much blood you bleed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't bleed that much at all. It's quite remarkable. People find it very odd. I'm not a very bloody man.
So what were your uni years like then? Were you a nerd or were you cool?
I wasn't really a nerd. I mean, my uni years, I was, you know, I was still like kind of a practicing Muslim.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I kind of stayed away from any kind of debauchery.
But you were scrunning Haribo on the side, I bet.
No, I was pretty good on that front, actually.
Oh.
I just didn't really, I didn't really drink booze until I was about 24. And I stayed away from like bacon and gelatin and all this stuff.
Right, okay.
Jewish people.
Yeah.
You know, kept them all at arm's
length. Yeah.
And then by 24, between 21, 24, that's when everything started kind of, I degenerated. Sex helped.
I knew some of the Muslims that I knew at uni, they did a thing where they got there and they kind of went, you know, crazy and were not being religious.
Yeah.
But then in like third year, a lot of them like joined the Islam Society.
Oh yeah, I remember ISOP coming to me a few times.
Yeah, and they'd be like, they'd sort of, I don't know, you know when you want to, you just want to switch things up in third year.
Yeah.
I have a sneak, the guy I knew did, I had a sneaking suspicion he did just because he's, I don't think he really believed it. I think he was just like, he liked the, he then went to the top of the sock.
Right. And I was like the power.
Yeah, the BNOC, you know, yeah. Big name on campus.
Yeah. That's.
But big name.
You have to remember, I started university in 2002. Right, a year after one of the greatest days in history.
Right.
And
yeah.
And so there was a real movement of people wanting to become more Muslim, and the ISOC would come to me.
Wow.
And want to, I mean, I've got to say, I'm Akbar, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
You know, so it lends itself to me.
It's in your name. Yeah.
Having quite a powerful position in such a place.
Yeah. Did you also? The Christian Society would really feed you toast. Like, they'd come up and be like, free toast.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
They'd offer free toast?
All the time.
Really?
They'd be like, here's some free toast. And then I remember one time, actually, I went to this Christian Society. They threw a free gig with open, unlimited bar.
Like, alcohol?
Yeah.
How'd they afford that?
Oh, it was put on by the Alpha Course. You know the Alpha Course that you join to find God?
No.
You should try it.
What's that?
you know the Alpha. You've heard of the Alpha.
Oh,
course.
Alpha, yes.
Yeah, Alpha.
Okay.
Yeah. It was
yes,
put on by them and the Christian Society. And they had quite a guy who was quite big at the time, his like band playing.
Yeah.
And it was like a free gig with unlimited alcohol.
That's,
free alcohol.
I mean, why would you not sign up to that? And what they did, I mean, that sounds like they might have spiked the drinks to get God into your heads.
Yeah, no, but they weren't that put, they were like, you also have to listen to them talk about Alpha, but they weren't like, when you went out the door, like, you know, like a card reader, a comedy gig, they weren't like, you know, you've got to sign up to Alpha now. They kind of just let us go. I was surprisingly like, wow.
I was the first Muslim choir boy in my school.
Really? I was in the choir.
Where?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the Muslim choir.
Not there was no Muslim choir.
Oh.
What was your main song?
I really liked, he's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole, and so forth. Don't want to get copyright claims.
Yeah, okay.
What was your go-to
from
song?
From who? The church?
Yeah.
God's going to turn up to. Mine was Lord of the Dance. What a banger.
Lord of the Dance. I went to my cousin's wedding the other day and they made us sing Lord of the Dance.
Did they?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I was a bit like, hymns. God, I haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, hymns are cool. I like Jerusalem.
Banger.
Absolute banger.
Yeah, banger.
And those are my two main ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, I enjoyed being a choir boy. It really pissed off the other Muslims in the year.
Did it?
Yeah. As you can imagine.
Were you there singing, he's got the whole world in his hands while scoffing Haribo?
No, please explain this.
Stupid meme that people like, Muslim people will sometimes be like, they'll like eat pork and stuff, and then be like, no to Haribo. Like, they'll smoke and drink, but then, like, young Muslim people.
Well, usually, I mean, the common thing with the Muslim community is that they will drink and have sex, but not eat any pork products.
Right, yeah. Well, I've seen one where it's specifically about Haribo.
Haribo, but they will make allowances for Haribo. See, my thing was pork before alcohol. That's on my T-shirt.
Really?
Yeah, pork one.
What do you do you partake in both now?
Everything.
Okay, but if I said to you, for the rest of your life, you have to give up pork or alcohol, what would you give up?
Alcohol.
Really? That disgusts me because I'm a vegan.
Are you?
So I don't understand that.
Pathetic.
Yeah, no. You need a good soy rasher.
Bacon changed my life. I've got to be honest. It was just ridiculous.
Have you never met a pig though?
Have I never met a pig?
Have you ever met a pig?
Well, it depends which people we're talking about. yes, I met a pig.
They're super cute.
Some are cows.
Yes,
I tried and failed
to
colour cow once.
Colour cow?
Yes. Or kill a cow. I don't know what the phrase is. 8 years old.
Right.
It was. I was in Bangladesh with my family.
Right.
And my uncle got a cow for the second Eid, where you had to sacrifice a cow.
Yes.
And he wanted his little nephew from London to do the deed.
Christ.
But I'd befriended cow.
Yeah.
For 8 days. I'd see cow every day.
Oh, God.
Hang out with cow and his beautiful brown eyes. Stroke his little face.
It seems important that you didn't give him a name. You just called him Kale.
Yeah, that's what I could call him. It was Cow. And on the day, I was given some massive, like, machete or a sheath or whatever the fuck it was. And because I was so nervous, I just sliced a bit of his neck.
Oh, fuck you.
But I didn't actually slice the vein.
Oh, fuck you.
So then, it's all or nothing, really.
Yeah, and then he went ballistic, as you can imagine. Ballistic. And the rest of the town had to, like, pin him down and then slash his neck properly.
Oh, my God, that makes me feel ill. I'm very offended by that story.
Sorry. It was delicious, though.
I mean, steak is one of the greatest things.
It was delicious at the end.
You know what else is one of the greatest things?
Temper? Is it?
Tempeh and love for all beings.
How long have you been vegan?
11 years.
Right, and what
so when I was at university, I went vegan.
Right, okay. So Christian society trying to get you into the...
I said, no, I am part of the Marxist queer vegan society.
Right, yes.
Yeah,
Where
we would sit round and have many debates about many topics.
Yes.
Solving the world issues.
Yes, one at a time.
Through the means of debate.
Yes. Do you judge me even worse than you did before for being someone who eats meat?
Well, everyone I know eats meat, so... I will say... So, before I lived in London, I lived in Brighton and Bristol.
Yeah.
There's way more vegans there than in London. Like, I think in London, there's more money, and more money is more like, there'll be more people like, I want to go out and eat a...
Splash out on a steak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the, like... Obviously, there's tons of vegan food in London, but, like... You go to a pub, it doesn't necessarily have a vegan option in London, whereas in like Bristol, Brighton, it's like always would. Because everyone there's crusty and on eating beans and...
Is there anything from your non-vegan days that you miss?
Goat's cheese. Mm. Yeah, like cheese. Although I will say, right, no one clip this.
Clip it.
I was in Barcelona recently.
Here we go. It's because they don't provide it in those countries. They don't really understand what veganism is. So I've got to be able to have a bit of seafood. What are you going to do?
I was at a festival where there was lots of vegan food. But the day before, we went for breakfast somewhere, me and my mates. And there wasn't anything vegan. I ate a cheese toastie.
And how did you feel after you had it?
Fine.
All right. Do you know who the ultimate vegans are?
Who?
The Jains.
Yeah, but yeah, they're like...
They eat nothing grown underground.
Yeah.
So like garlic, onion, like no.
They must be nutritionally deficient in a lot
of
things.
I mean, they're small people.
Yeah.
Sorry, Janes. But
shout out, Janes.
But in terms
my
of
my family are actually Janes, so. That's...
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
No, they're not.
Oh, right, okay.
That was an unfunny joke.
Okay. There might be a Jane in your family. Do you have any Auntie Janes?
My mum's called Jane.
Oh my God, your mum's a Jane.
Yeah. What?
So there you go. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't without merit.
Do you ever watch this podcast and think, God, I'd be a lot more interested in what she has to say if she was naked? Well, guess what? You can find me naked over on my OnlyFans. Yes, I am willing to do a lot of things for money. That's right. My OnlyFans is the only place where you can see explicit content of me and also talk to me directly in my DMs. I also have an Admire Me VIP, which you can also subscribe to. It's mostly the same content, but I also have a premium shop there where you can buy explicit videos of me without a subscription. And you can find both these websites at www.catbaker.co.uk, where you can find all your fapping needs. That's it. It's www.catbaker.co.uk. I knew quite a lot of Hare Krishnas in Brighton.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
What was that like?
They were an interesting, but I mean, there's been a lot recently about the Hare Krishnas. I feel like there's some great food, great cheap food the Hare Krishnas provide.
It's decent.
It's Govind, you know, Govinda's the sort of chain.
Yeah.
Is that Hare Krishna?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good food, right? Cheap price.
Yeah.
When you're in central London.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's been some stuff about noncing or something.
There's always stuff about noncing with religious groups, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's always a bit of noncing.
That's unfair of me to put that on the Krishnas. There's a lot of noncing in a lot of groups.
Yeah.
Have you ever been nonced?
Have I ever been nonced? Not to my knowledge.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe. From maybe far. They demand the same as the gays do. Someone ripped them with a big dick. And as a child, those were two things I didn't have. You know, maybe they were quite discerning as well. And all the nonces that I came across. You know, so
true.
Kat, you've really unearthed something for me today. That even as a kid, because I wasn't ripped, I didn't have a big dick, they get nonced.
Yeah, I've never been molested either.
Have you not? Okay.
No.
Why do you choose molested for you and nonced for me?
I feel like noncing is what you do to little boys.
You don't nonce girls?
You molest girls.
I think there's a way to nonce girls. And there's a way to molest boys. It suggests a delicateness.
I just feel like, yeah, I feel like molesting is more feminine.
Yeah, it's a bit more delicate.
It's a feminine adjective.
It's like kisses on the forehead.
Yeah.
But when you're nonchalant, it's getting finger blasted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clip that up.
Yeah. Zuckerberg won't let me post that. Oh.
They'll let you post it. Of course they will.
I don't know. I got my Instagram account deleted recently and I had to pay a hacker to get it back.
Did you pay a hacker?
Yeah, all OnlyFans people pay hackers.
I thought that was a big secret that you don't talk about.
As long as I don't say it on Instagram. Yeah.
How do you even go about finding a hacker?
Oh, just the numbers get passed around. OnlyFans people.
Really? Yeah. This is a whole new world to me. That's pretty cool.
Because we get banned for sexual solicitation.
Right.
And they won't give it back. So you're like, the only way you get it back is you get. So all these hackers, they're all either people who like work at Instagram or they're like people who have systems that.
How fantastic.
Yeah.
What a wonderful.
So if you ever get banned for noncing.
Sorry, of all the crimes that you...
On Instagram.
I thought there was going to be a list of things that you thought that I could be culpable for, and you went for nonsense.
Let's say you posted a picture on Instagram and you were too ripped and your dick was too big.
Yeah.
So Instagram banned it.
Yeah.
I've got a number for you.
Yeah. So to overcome the fact that I wasn't nonced, I must become a nonce.
Yeah. That's usually how it works.
Yeah. Was it Batman who said that or something?
Sound more like Alfred.
Yeah. So, that'd be a whole new... Got him, city. Disgusting.
Vile.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so what societies were you in at university?
I tried to join the Hispanic Society.
Really?
Yeah, because I wanted to learn salsa and there were two really fit Latin American girls in there.
Yeah.
Them big booty
Latinas, they'll get you every time.
Well, they got me.
Yeah.
They got me. But to be honest with you, when I was at uni, I just basically worked most of the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you lost it at 21.
Yeah.
What? You weren't shagging at uni.
No, I wasn't shagging at uni.
No.
I was just going to work.
See, I was a massive slag at uni.
Were you really?
Mm-hmm.
And what? Why was that? Was that? You know, was that?
Well, no, I wasn't a massive slag, but I mean, I lost it as soon as I got to uni, my virginity. So I was like, no.
Just walking through the door.
So I've got, yeah, literally.
You just got pumped straight away.
Exactly. I just fell.
Before you even registered for the course. Onto a penis. Exactly. Your student ID number.
Yeah.
Just pumped.
Exactly. Exactly. But I was
like. You didn't get a photo.
No.
You just walked in. Pumped.
Well, my photo was photo. My face covered in cum.
Basically. Yeah.
God. Yeah. No, but I made up for lost time while I was at uni.
How?
I even dated women as well.
How? What do you mean made up for lost time?
Like, I was like, I lost it late, so I shagged a lot of people because I was like, I need to.
But what time frame were you supposed to have lost it by? What was the expectation for you?
16. Well, 15 before, so it's cool because it's before it's legal.
Right. So you were hoping to have lost your virginity by 15.
Yeah.
But you were making up for the 3 years that you hadn't.
Yeah.
Right, interesting Maths. Approach to life.
Mm.
Right. And how many people were you supposed to have shagged between the age of 15 and 18? And how many did you manage to shag when you were at uni?
Well, I would say between the ages of 15, if you lost your virginity at 15,
yeah,
and then to the ages of 18, I would say normal amount of people to have sex in between those times would be like 4. I think when you're a teenager.
4?
Yeah.
Like 2 less than my body count. No,
I think one new person a year is all right as a teenager. More than that, you get called a slag at school, I think. So I went far. I mean,
not
I went,
just at school.
Yeah, I went far beyond that at university. Yeah.
How? Okay. So what was your average at uni? What are we talking?
Well, it would have been a couple a year.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Maybe like. 4 a year.
That's more than a couple. That's double a couple.
4 or 5.
4 or 5 a year.
Yeah.
Nice. Good for you.
Exactly. Empowering women.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
So you should do it. I think it's... I love it when women are whores.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
We're doing our bit.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, because, you know, sex is fun. Sex is great.
Oh, right. If you had to marry someone who's either a virgin or slept with 2,000 men, who would you...
What 2,000 men, without a shadow of a doubt.
Mm.
It's just, there's just too much, like, inertia. They're just, like, a bit too, like, inexperienced, scared, probably quite young. I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
No.
So you just got to, you know, well, 2,000, there's an echo.
What would you do if you met...
Now, there are people who travel thousands of miles to go to the deepest caves in Mexico.
Yeah, it's sort of like the... well, for you, I guess you'd say Mecca. I was thinking Canterbury.
Number one, Mecca's not famous for its caves.
But I was thinking like a religious pilgrimage.
Oh, okay. Like right, a religious I see what you mean. Yes, yes. Oh, you are a fan of Chaucer as well. I see. Okay, makes sense.
It's for me, it's Canterbury.
Yeah, it's Canterbury. Yeah. Yes. The Miller's Tale. That was my favourite. Yeah. Very good. Good.
Did you study Beowulf at school?
Beowulf?
Mm.
Isn't that a sitcom?
No, Beowulf is the oldest written thing ever. And you had to do it in the English lit. You had to study Beowulf.
Older than the Bible?
Could you Google, is Beowulf older than the Bible? I think, maybe...
Cause that would
I
be
think it's older than the Bible. It's like...
That'd be remarkable if even before bears and wolves were identified.
But no, if Beowulf was the name of the man.
Beowulf.
No, Beowulf is not older than the Bible. No. And that's according to our good friend, AI Overview.
Oh. When was Beowulf released?
The oldest surviving manuscript of Beowulf dates around 1000 AD, while the Bible, including the Old New Testament, text, blah, 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 1400 BC. So BC. 400 years before.
Yeah, Christ.
Wow.
So 400 years before Beowulf was the Bible.
Right. Okay.
And people say this isn't an educational podcast.
Absolute nonsense.
Mm.
I knew this about this already. What was the... Oh, we were talking about me going to Mecca and it being a religious pilgrimage.
Yeah. And basically with a woman who's been with 2,000 men.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, just as the Muslims are going round the black box.
Yeah.
Men have been around her.
Of course.
Yeah, similar.
I would think, though, right, See, body count doesn't bother me, right? But if someone was like 1,000, right, and they hadn't done it all in one day, like a Bonnie Blue, right? I would say, let's say they'd done it over life, I would say you've probably got a sex addiction at that point, because that is a lot of time and effort to be putting into getting laid if you're at 1,000. And let's say you're like 30.
Yeah, 1,000 by 30, you've put in a shift.
Yeah, and I'd be like, how are you like earning, like how are you working? Because
at that point, I mean, sexual experience aside, at that point the question is, why? Right? Yeah. Because it suggests that there's a deeper thing going on there.
Yes.
That could either be a sex addiction or you're trying to cover some sort of pain.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm going to marry you, I don't want to have to deal with that admin of your trauma. Do you know what I mean? So are we healing? Can we make it, maybe bring it down to 500?
Yeah.
Or something? We need to have a conversation because you asked about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just a casual relationship.
Whatever.
Let's go.
Yeah, because I once slept with a man who I'm convinced has a sex addiction, right?
Right.
Because, and the thing is, when they have a sex addiction, they will do anything or hurt anyone to have sex. So I know that this man, right, he got chased out of his hometown because he had cheated so prolifically on his like girlfriend with like her, like
in the same town.
Yeah, like with her colleague at work. Everyone hated him so much he had to leave, right? And then, but I remember I was also, God, he probably watches this. Hiya. I remember I was also at a, this is like after I slept with him at one point, but we were at like a wedding and he was trying it on with every single woman at the wedding.
Right. Is he a good looking guy?
Yeah, fairly. Yeah, yeah. And
ripped?
No.
Big dick?
No, I wouldn't say so. There you go, you can still get laid without being ripped.
I know! Jesus Christ!
But he wouldn't make money on OnlyFans, all right? He wouldn't make any money on OnlyFans.
Do you know what? Just because you've laid down this gauntlet, I'm going to be back here in a year as the OnlyFans...
As a million gazillionaire.
Yeah.
But anyway, this man, and everyone rejected him. And then by the end of the night, he even tried it on with the bride's sister, who I think was special needs.
Right, so why can he not do that?
Well, because I don't know how much of the capacity to consent she has.
I'm glad I asked the question.
I don't, and I think she said no as well. So I was like, wow, that's what having a sex addiction does.
Right, okay, interesting.
It's not just being horny, it's like being relentless.
But one can be quietly relentless and not like have a sex addiction.
But I guess it's like, but
kind of self-diagnosis.
He would like, if his best, like he would shag his best mate's wife or something.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, like he's got no moral
thing.
Like Russell Brand, like he had no moral thing. Yeah, it was just like, I'm just whoever, wherever.
Yes. No, that does sound like a problem. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a bit more moral than that.
Have you slept with Russell Brand?
Russell Bland, I haven't.
Russell Brand.
And I.
Do you have sex with him?
Would I have sex with Russell Brand?
Have you had sex with him?
I haven't, unfortunately. The opportunity hasn't presented itself.
Oh.
Yeah, no. It's the short answer to that question. Have you ever slept with Russell Brand?
No, I haven't.
Right, okay. There we are then. Glad we clarified that.
No. I tried. I was the one woman he said no to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is this a true story? You're doing a bit?
It's a bit. Okay. That's why I am the number one female comedian in the UK.
That's why you are. And it's a real honour and privilege to be here in your company.
Absolutely. And
to be surrounded by your aura.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for being so kind.
How long have we been going for?
38 minutes.
We might be time to do some fan problems then.
Sure. I mean,
yeah.
Your podcast, you do what
you
want.
Yeah.
I'm thoroughly enjoying
the
chat.
I just didn't know if you'd be greatly offended by the need to do fan problems or anything.
Oh, no, I'm just greatly offended by two out of the four things you've said to me so far.
No, we will continue to chat that these fan problems will inspire a conversation around such issues.
Are you struggling to find things to talk to me about? That wasn't a no, was it?
Near enough.
There was no answer to that question. How interviewing 101.
Who are you again?
Dr. Cat Baker.
Do you know I am actually a doctor? Do you know that?
Yes. What kind of doctor are you?
A PhD doctor.
So a PhD in what?
An actual PhD, not a pretty huge dick. By the way. Okay, social policy. Sorry.
Oh, my master's was in global governance and public policy.
No way.
Yeah, how interesting.
You haven't got a PhD, though.
No, I haven't got a PhD. Suddenly you turn into one of my fucking aunties there. Jesus Christ. I was like, it was like I was at a wedding surrounded by all my mum's sisters. Being like, yeah, I've got a PhD, have you? You thick cunt.
Let's just say master's, easy fucking work.
You fat, work. Tiny dicked master's holder.
As a PhD person, yes. Right, I look at people with masters the way I, as a vegan, look at vegetarians.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Didn't commit to the bit.
Yeah, disgusting.
What a waste of time and energy though that was.
Yeah. Yes. I fucking know.
Yeah.
I fucking know. Yeah. And that is what I do my stand-up on.
About your PhD?
The fact that I fell from PhD to OnlyFans. Because it was a fall from grace.
I don't think it's a fall from grace at all. I think that's a reshaping of the narrative in a way that paints OnlyFans in a more negative light than it's intended to be.
True.
There are people with, you know, qualifications like yourself who have chosen OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And if, unfortunately, we have where you cut it, we live in a world that is capitalistically driven and driven by material needs. And it so happens that society doesn't value a PhD in social policy as much as it does your clunge.
Yes, that would be great, but unfortunately, I only make about £20 a month on OnlyFans. So
that is depressing.
Yeah,
no, that's a clip. That last minute or two. How very
I was way more eloquent than I did.
That was so profound, Ishan.
He's a philosopher. He is. Yeah. I'm looking to do a PhD. You know,
really? Would like a? Would you pay? See, mine was funded. They gave me money to do it. Would you fund it yourself?
I've never met anyone be sound so smug about something so shit. Yeah. So, the level of smugness over something that you ostensibly...
To get a completely pointless PhD.
My pointless thing was pointlessly funded.
I probably did more harm than good in the policy sector by doing that PhD.
I mean, have you seen the state of social policy in this country?
I actually created a lot of harmful narratives in my dissertation.
Yeah, great. What was your dissertation on?
I'm not actually going to say, just because when people can Google it, they then find my real name.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But it's in
the realm of
care of adults.
Right. Okay.
And not in the wanking them off way.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Noted.
Do you ever think, God, I hope this podcast episode never ends? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to end. Because I have a Patreon with hours and hours and hours more podcast content. Oh my God. That's right. I have solo episodes of me jabbering on my own. But then I also have exclusive interviews where we get even more in depth into juicy topics that I can't talk about here. It is well worth the £4 subscription. I am telling you, you need to head over there. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow. It really helps support this podcast because guess what? I'm not the most brand friendly person. A lot of brands don't want to sponsor me. The world, it wants to silence me, but I cannot be silenced over on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow. But talking of caring of adults.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. My fans have some problems that they've sent in.
Let's talk to them.
And we need to, because they are a very horny, neurodiverse bunch and they need all the help they can get. Are you ready?
Yes, more than happy to help.
So a colleague of mine keeps liking all my fiance's Instagram pictures. He left a fire emoji under one of her bikini pictures from when we were on holiday. Do you think, should I confront him about that? Let me know.
Wow. What a dilemma to be in. Now, do you think... Is it acceptable to like your colleagues? Let's say you have. Oh, it's a bit different for comedy, though. I feel like because you're all sort
of. No, well, we've had colleagues.
Yeah, okay.
It's not outside the realms.
Yeah, we've had real jobs. Yeah, we've had real jobs. Yeah, yeah. Getting a real job.
Yeah.
Right. If you were friends with your colleagues wife or fiance on Instagram, would you think it's appropriate to leave a fire emoji underneath?
Well, I wouldn't. But my first question is, why does your fiance have, I'm presuming it's a him, on her Instagram in the first place? Do they know each other?
Well, they may have met through...
But to me, the way I see this is if I've got a fiance...
Yes.
Let's say she has met this person. The moment that first bit of liking happened, I would want my fiance, because I'm giving you me, you've got Ishan Akbar the prize, to say to me, hey, your colleague has liked one of my pictures. Do you think I should like block him or stop that? Or do you want to have a word? Because that is, we're married. We're getting married. Stop that shit.
And what kind? How would you approach that with the gentleman then? How would you say if she
listen, you fucking pervy cunt.
This is your colleague. You're going to have to see him every day at work.
Dear pervy cunt.
Hope this email finds you well.
Well, with regards to your recent social media activity.
No,
the fire emoji is a step too far. I like, fine. But if you're putting fire emojis, we need to have a conversation.
That's fucked.
That's too much.
That is a fire emoji.
Unless he's saying, burn the bitch.
Yeah.
Unless he's like, do not marry
witch.
Her. Yeah. Yeah. Witch. Yeah. Salem, let's go. Yeah. Unless that's the strategy he's going
for.
Yeah,
yeah.
In which case, like, bro, tell me, what are you worried about? Maybe I don't need to marry this bitch. Maybe you're right.
Yes. Yeah, I do, because when a fire emoji means I want to fuck, unless women can do it to other women, and I feel like would you as a man do it to another man? Would you leave a fire emoji?
Depends. Yeah, I would like, but like
if personally. Fire is in that you're on fire with that comedy bit you just posted.
Yeah. Or like if they were wearing an outfit that I liked or something.
Yeah, like fire outfit.
That's fire. Yeah.
But if it was a bikini photo,
yeah, no.
That's you saying, God damn.
Yeah.
I want to tap that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think there needs to be. Because I've recently been through this, I think digitally there needs to be very clear boundaries.
What issues did you have?
I was with someone who clearly liked attention, which is absolutely fine. You know, that's I understand that. But they entertained attention to the point where they became confused about their feelings for me, because certain people would send them fire emojis on the regs on their pictures. Despite them knowing that this person was dating me.
Is this another comedian?
No, I'm not a comedian.
Oh.
I don't really date comedians.
No, I mean the people leaving fire emojis.
No. Oh. Other people in her vicinity.
Like random people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Tora Basket, real juicy.
Yeah,
slice
no. But I think it's part of the reason, I think, why relationships struggle so much now. Because the internet makes attention immediately accessible, particularly for women.
Yes. Well, it's my job, getting attention.
So there's the job, but then also just in passing, I think also for men, the degree of temptation that exists online makes them perhaps not be as faithful as they could be.
Yes.
And those little bits of micro cheating, every like or every fire emoji, I think erodes at the sanctity of a relationship. Fucking hell, who the fuck am I? This guy.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
However, I think maybe because I've dated guys and I see them. It depends who what pictures they're liking, right? If they're liking Mia Khalifa's photos, I'd be like, fine, whatever, because she's never going to shag him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if they were liking the photos of like someone we sort of know in real life, then I'd be a bit like.
That's a common trend. If someone is remotely obtainable,
yeah.
If they feel like they're obtainable, like you know, there's the LA porn star versus the OnlyFans girl from down the road. It's a different thing.
It's like that Peter K. John Smith's advert where they were talking about who your hall pass is, and then he goes Karen from work.
it's
that thing. Someone who is within your vicinity. At that point, you go, this level of liking or whatever feels like it could be a problem.
Exactly.
And then if you are to voice that with someone and the opposing party can suggest that you're being insecure over, but I think that boundaries need to be drawn. Human beings are fallible, you know, we're fallible beings, and there are times where you're feeling a bit vulnerable or a bit angry or a bit insecure, and you get a like or whatever, and you go, oh, he's nice to me all the time.
Yeah,
but he's not to deal with your mental nonsense for the last 2 weeks. It's all well and good liking you on a picture.
But if you got to know the real you.
Yeah.
He wouldn't blow, you'd be liking those photos.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to introduce him to your daughter and then go to your best friend engagement party and then 2 weeks later say, I don't think I'm ready for a relationship, then I don't think he'd like your pictures as much.
Yeah, people like my pictures, but they don't know that I am a bully. Incredibly racist. Incredibly homophobic.
And so why are you saying all the things that are my preferred options in a partner?
Just two terrible people, I guess.
Just two terrible people hanging out on this podcast, one calling the other a small-dicked fat bastard.
Yeah. And you called me a whore or something?
No, you called yourself a whore. I didn't disagree.
But this man should have a conversation with his colleague.
100%. I think he should... I would first speak to the fiancé and say, look, is there anything that I need to worry about?
Yeah.
Because you're my fiancé, you're my number one priority.
Yeah.
If she says, I didn't even notice, then you go, all right. If you say, if that's the truth, I believe you, whatever. Then speak to the colleague and say, hey, man, whatever, likes whatever, but the fire emoji is a step too far. You do that again, I will burn your children.
I'll leave those fire emojis in real life.
Yeah.
Around your house. Yeah.
And I think that's the way we should deal with online things, is whatever emoji you use, that is the emoji that is used to punish you with. Aubergine.
Okay.
I'm just thinking the poo emoji.
Sodomized to death.
Yeah.
With an aubergine.
Poo.
Yeah. Dubai porta potty suffocation. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Whichever emoji you use that is inappropriate, that is the emoji that will be used to destroy you.
I like that.
Thank you.
We've got another problem to be answered.
I think we're solving these really well tonight.
I think we are.
What a bit of a problem. The only way I can make my girlfriend finish is by calling her mummy. But the problem is that I call my mother mummy, so I don't really feel comfortable about this.
Did you hear that?
I couldn't really hear that. It wasn't very clear.
Right, well, so he said his girlfriend needs him to call her mummy so she can finish, but he calls his own mum mummy.
Right, yes.
That's a tricky situation to be in.
Yeah, it's like...
What do you call your mum?
Dead.
What did you call your mum?
We've lost one. I called her Ma.
Ma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Andrew.
Right, yeah.
I called her Ma. There would never be a situation where I'm in a sexual situation where I'd call someone Ma. Although I did reject someone who had the same name as my mum. A girl who took a shining to me and she was called Saima. And I said, I can't possibly date someone with the same name as my mother.
I find it difficult dating ginger men. Because it makes me think of my brother.
Makes you think of your brother, okay. Sexually or?
Obviously I think about my brother sexually all the time. Yeah. I mean, it just feels a bit like, I mean, they have to be like, if they're going to be ginger, they'd have to look really opposite of him. So maybe black ginger.
Black ginger guy. Yeah. You know Bangladesh, there's a lot of ginger Bangladeshis.
Really?
It's a very common thing.
He went to, he said, did he go to Bangladesh? Oh, no, he went to a completely different country.
Yeah, different country, yeah. Oman.
He went to Nepal and Myanmar, and they were like, and they thought he was... He shares the name of a ginger royal. And they thought he was that ginger royal.
Right.
You can guess what his name is.
I mean... They're awash with ginger royals, aren't they?
Yeah.
It could be anybody.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, this is, I presume, a grown man who sent you this voice note. Why the fuck are you calling your mum mummy?
Because he's posh.
No!
Posh people call their mum mummy.
Absolutely unacceptable nonsense. call your mum, mum, and call this lovely lady who's letting you put your dick inside her, mummy.
I have to agree.
Stop calling your own mother mummy.
Yeah. You past a certain age, you can't be... I don't think I've ever called my mum mummy or my dad daddy ever. I didn't even think he was a kid. I came out being like, mum, dad, oi.
Burko.
Yeah. Do you know, I have a friend who calls her parents by their names.
That's unacceptable as well. Can't
like,
be doing
no,
that.
Mum or dad. It's, and she'll refer to them in conversation as their names. And I'll go, who?
Oh, my
dad. Oh,
yeah,
my mum.
No. No.
Always been that way.
Actually, there was a long period of my life where I would call my mum Ma Jan. And Jan, in most South Asian languages, is like life or soul or heart.
Mm-hmm.
So Ma Jan was the name I used to call my mum. And Abu Jan is what I call my dad.
Mm-hmm.
There would never be a situation, luckily for me, where I'd be with a woman where they would want me to call them Ma or Ma Jan. It just wouldn't happen.
Never know.
But you need to stop calling your mum mummy. And if you insist on doing it, shag your girlfriend in front of your mother.
Okay.
Look at your mum and say mummy while you're doing it.
Yep.
See how that feels.
Mm-hmm.
And look at your girlfriend and call her mummy. See which one feels better. Whichever one feels better, keep doing that. But what you can't do is every time you call your own mother mummy, be shagging your girlfriend at the same time.
I am worried though, would perhaps shagging your girlfriend in front of your mum create new problems?
Or opportunities?
Find something you didn't know you liked. Mm. Wow. We are good at this.
We're really good at this.
Bloody hell.
This is the thing. Never rule out anything. You
yeah.
know?
And
maybe your mum wants to see you happy.
Yeah. If you have... What's the common would you rather... Would you rather...
Like, be 2 inches inside your mum?
Oh, we're really
going
there.
Yeah,
or have your dad 2 inches inside you.
Or the other one is, would you rather you shag, like, your parent once, and then you never... And then you can have... Shag once,
hear,
and that's
no,
it.
You hear your parents sex.
Or you have to watch them have sex every day.
No, you hear your parents have sex every day. Watch your parents
no, watch
have
them have sex every day, or shag one of them
once. Just to make them stop.
Yeah.
I do like sex. That was an interesting laugh. Never heard that before. Where did that come from?
That's my laugh.
It's very sweet.
maybe that's like your sincere laugh. And the rest of it just fake.
Yeah. don't call your mum mummy. Let's just stop. I don't care if you're posh. It's unacceptable.
Okay, but if you were 2 inches, where were you? Are you pushing backwards or forwards?
It's tough, isn't it? I'll probably throw back on my dad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'd probably throw it back.
Yeah, probably throw it back.
Yeah.
On your dad.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, I probably would anyway, regardless of the situation.
What I do to confuse matters, I'd throw it back on my dad, and as I was throwing it back, go, mummy.
This is really bottom of the barrel stuff. You were so profound earlier.
I have rage, do you know what I mean? If nothing else, I've got rage.
Mummy, are you proud of me?
Mummy. Back onto my dad. Oh, fucking hell. Lovely to be here.
Oh.
57 minutes. So
well,
feel free to wrap up the hour. And
I think it might be time to head on over to the Patreon.
Yeah,
shall
we head over to the Patreon?
Yeah, because believe it or not, you said there's worse things you want to do with your dad.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to discuss them on the Patreon.
Let's do it.
In great detail. But before we go, obviously I will put your socials down below and everything. But if you've got anything you want to plug, firstly, and then any messages you want to give out to the world?
In terms of plugging, not at the moment. My tour's just come to an end. Just follow me on social media. Sign up to my mailing list. I've got loads of cool projects coming up over the next few years. I'm doing a few things on telly in the coming months, so you'll see me on those things. So just follow me.
To Catch a Predator, you're going to be on.
To Catch a Predator?
Yeah.
I don't run that fast. I usually let them get away. follow me on social media, at Ishan Akbar. And the message to the world is this. Whatever your sexual, emotional, mental feelings are towards a person, tell them at the moment you feel it. Because from that point on, both parties can either work at it together, find a solution, or part ways. It is in the gap between when you're feeling something and you say something that hurts other people.
Oh. I was thought you were going to say something like ceasefire now, but nope.
Ceasefire
now.
Ceasefire. Yeah, leave the Israelis alone. Those poor, poor Tel Aviv people. All those sirens keeping them up at night. Yeah, they can't even go to the supermarket because
shocking
of your misdemeanors.
Stuff, isn't it? But yeah, very good advice. But now, thank you guys for watching. Goodbye.
Bye.
Now we're walking to the Patreon. Go subscribe to the Patreon, guys.
Patreon.com/thecatbakershow.
Patreon.com/thecatbakershow. And we're walking.